today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the Minab's innocent school years.
Morning light through the window came. Little voices called each name. Books were open, dreams were wild. Hope for sitting side by side. But the sky grew dark that day, and the laughter slipped away. In a silent classroom now we stand, holding candles in our hands, names of children in the every whisper is a prayer. Though the war can break so fast, love is stronger than the blast. Little stars we see you shine in every heart for all of time.
And today is Tuesday, 17th of Zilqa'dah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of May, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless these moments by listening to verses 1 to 3 of chapter Al-Fat from the Holy Quran. Then we come back to the studio and we speak about the important point of these verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina.
Indeed, we have given you, O Muhammad, a clear conquest.
لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
That Allah may forgive for you what preceded of your sin and what will follow, and complete His favor upon you and guide you to a straight path.
وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا.
And that Allah may aid you with a mighty victory.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى.
The manifest triumph makes a reference to the fact that approximately 1,400 people were with the Noble Prophet in the sixth year, with following 2 years, 10,000 people accompanied the Noble Prophet in the conquest of Mecca. There is not obscurity in divine guidance, rather all things are evident and illuminating, including His Messenger. His Quran is clear and illuminating. It is expressed clearly and eloquently. Its warnings are also unequivocal. Thus, those standing against such transparency are in manifest error.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special. From IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
the memory of this schoolgirl in Minab in Iran, we present this part to you. When a school is attacked, the entire community bleeds. Parents become afraid to send their children out of their sight. Neighbors hear the silence where laughter and lessons once filled the air. Local economies suffer as families flee. Younger siblings who never entered that school may still grow up haunted by this story. Funerals are held for children who never even learned to write their full names. Graduation ceremonies become memorials. The attack echoes for generations, not only in the number of lives lost or bodies injured, but in the number of unopened books, unlearned lessons, and unfulfilled dreams. Yes, this is the story of empty benches, broken dreams, remembering Minab's innocent schoolgirls in Iran.
Brother Muhammad is with me here in the studio. Hello, Brother Muhammad. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
On the second day of the war, the Minab school was bombed and we lost more than 168 schoolgirls and boys. What a sad story and tragedy for a war to be started.
Indeed, what a tragedy it is. You see what the mainstream media is engaging in, the United States and the Western countries, is what Professor Mearsheimer referred to as manufacturing consent.
Yes.
Nation building, manufacturing stories of tragedies taking place within the countries that are engaged in a war. For example, we don't see the coffins of the Minab school children being shown on American TVs and social medias in the extent that we're experiencing in Iran. And we see the humanistic side of the story. But
alhamdulillah, social media has helped a lot, you know.
Of course.
The backpack of the school girls and boys of Minab school is a symbol of resistance now all across the world.
Exactly. This is all job of the alternative media, because the legacy media, with all the dollars that is pumped into it, they're acting as an arm to the American Israeli imposed war on Iran. Then they have to build that narration and they have to diminish the humanistic side of the story.
That's right.
So it doesn't reach the mass population and changes the perception of the Western population.
It's unfair and it's cruel. Losing all that truly mattered. Lives that loved, lives so pure. Torn away before they scattered. Light across the golden years. Light they earned through all their tears. A flower ripped before it bloomed. Never reach the sea in the hush of sirens falling. The world forgets to breathe.
One mother, after identifying her daughter's remains, brushed her hair and touched it for the last time. Another brought out her daughter's Persian textbook, flipping through the pages, perhaps finding a crayon drawing of a house with a chimney, a yellow sun, and a mother standing by the door with the inscription, "Mother, I love you." She put the drawing to her chest and cried quickly. On the day of the funeral procession, Iran stood united in mourning. People from across the country gathered, filling the streets as they carried small coffins. The coffins were so small that they could fit in one person's arms. Each coffin bore a photograph of a child with an innocent smile. Some of these pictures were from the beginning of the year, showing children in new clothes and new backpacks. Some fathers who carries the coffins occasionally glance at the pictures and broke down in tears.
We are the girls and have them wondering how we came here in the day. More than bells were calling softly, then the light just slipped away. One would hear the saying weary, one would teach the words and these. One would work her father's found them, father's hay and growing seeds. Girls of meaner, asking gently, leaders of the human lambs, why were we returned so early? We had dreamed within our hands.
This war against Iran make a domestic legitimacy crisis, the war that eroded Trump's public support. The next sign of America's defeat was the decline in domestic support for Trump's administration. For any U.S. government, political legitimacy is a crucial source of power, and costly wars can quickly erode that legitimacy. A recent CBS News poll revealed that over 65% of Americans are dissatisfied with the government's economic performance, with a significant portion of this discontent linked to the cost of the war. Additionally, 64% of citizens disapproved of Trump's handling of the war with Iran, figures that highlight a deep gap between the U.S. government and public opinion.
February 28, 2026, the United States launched airstrikes on Iran, a country more than 7,000 miles from American soil. That same morning, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had officially banned Anthropic's Claude AI from military use, designating the company a national security risk. Within hours, U.S. Central Command used Claude anyway, integrated into Palantir's Maven smart system, to process intelligence and generate strike coordinates from data last updated in 2013. One set of those coordinates targeted the Shajareh Tayyebeh Girls' School in Menab, Iran. A U.S. Navy destroyer launched a Tomahawk cruise missile. The school was struck three times. After the first missile hit, the principal moved students to a prayer room and called parents to come. A second missile struck that same room before most parents could arrive. Two Red Crescent medics told Middle East Eye that almost no one sheltering there survived. The target data was a full decade out of date. Satellite imagery had confirmed the school was walled off and separated from the adjacent IRGC military compound since 2016. No one in the chain of command verified it before the missile launched. Between 168 and 180 people were killed, most of them students ages 7 to 12. One father received the call, rushed to the school, and could only identify his daughter from the school bag she was still holding. She had survived the first strike. On Air Force One, Trump blamed Iran without evidence. The Pentagon refused to confirm whether AI had recommended the school as a target. Human Rights Watch has called for the attack to be investigated as a war crime. By March 11th, Trump's answer had narrowed to, "I don't know about that." The people who launched this war from 7,000 miles away, with most Americans highly against it, have not answered for what happened and are dancing on stage at political rallies while Iranian and American families mourn the loss of their loved ones. Lost for no reason at all.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. May Allah bless all of you. We meet you soon. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي